A Journey of Trust by Bill Dick, from the March 2024 edition of Tidings Magazine. Is it okay to ask God questions? I think so. The Bible is full of examples of people asking God questions. Job, David, Mary the mother of Jesus, the disciples, Jesus himself. In my devotional time this morning, I was asking God, where am I most needed? I can't say I got a definitive answer. I think God answered me with more questions. Questions like, are you willing to risk all to do what is most needed? Be what is most needed? Be where you are most needed? These questions came as I was reviewing my journal entries from 2021. My wife Janice and I had then just returned from Bolivia, temporarily, we thought, to have my annual cardiologist appointment, get the COVID vaccine, and we'd be able to travel back. Looking at the state of churches in Canada at the time, pastors discouraged, attendance declining, conflict over vaccines, theological divisions, I was asking God, is this where I'm needed? Do I need to shift my focus to the church in Canada? I did shift my focus to the needs of my immediate family. Our daughter was debilitated by long COVID with far-reaching effects. Praise God, she is recovering under our care. But I didn't shift my ministry focus. It continued to be overseas. When Canadian Baptist Ministries saw our family situation, my personal health risks, and success in working virtually with partners overseas, they changed my job description to accommodate the circumstances. Now, 3 years later, I'm glad that things have transpired as they have. Pastors in Canada are struggling, but I'm finding that ministry to pastors is striking a chord everywhere. My focus has been on setting up pastoral support groups. The struggles for pastors may vary from context to context, but the need for a safe and supported place in which pastors can share their struggles and support each other personally and ministerially strikes a chord everywhere. These groups are a place where pastors can be transparent and vulnerable in an atmosphere of grace and confidentiality, where they can receive prayer ministry, peer counseling, and grow through accountability. When we returned to Canada at the height of the pandemic, there were about 30 pastors of the Bolivian Baptist Union, the UBB, in 6 pastoring of pastors groups across the country. I thought the movement just might die in our absence, but by continuing to work with key leaders who started doing training on their own, it grew to 24 active groups in the UBB in 2022. Last year, December 4th to 8th, 2023 to be exact, marked a climax so far. At a 5-day retreat with over 170 pastors attending, 8 of the sessions focusing on discipleship and pastoring of pastors, or DPP, ended with a session focused on restructuring and planning for more DPP groups in 2024. I am amazed at how this is taking off in the Bolivian Baptist Union, involving all the leaders and most pastors. I have never been hands-off in all the plans, but almost all of my involvement has been and is virtual. I look forward to what 2024 will bring. It's not only Bolivia where support for pastors strikes a chord. In October of 2023, Janice and I spent 3 days at a retreat for pastors and families with about 30 pastors of the Fraternity of Baptist Churches in Cuba. I had 6 sessions with these Cuban pastors and they were eager to learn. I'm available to work with their leadership now in implementing groups in Cuba. Pastors in Guatemala, El Salvador, and the Dominican Republic have been equally receptive. I have begun a new group with Baptist leaders in El Salvador and a meeting with pastors in the Dominican Republic. In December of last year, I began meeting with a new group of 34 pastors and leaders from the Convention of Baptist Churches of Guatemala. They are keen to develop this ministry in their denomination of 839 churches. Pastors everywhere seem to be hungry, waiting for a group in which they can experience being pastored by Jesus, directly and also indirectly through fellow pastors. It is making a difference in pastors' lives. Specific examples, but not real names, include Pastor Miguel, who said he would have left his church last year if not for the support of his group. Pastor Aquino, whose group helped him through a painful divorce. Pastor Juan, who, with help from his group, is thriving after a deep depression. Pastor Diego, who confessed to being ready to throw in the towel during a meeting just before Christmas. Rather than slowing down, opportunities keep coming in. Opportunities keep coming in increasing number of countries. I have shared mostly about my questions and God's answer, but Janice is also an integral part of all we do. She continues to teach music lessons virtually at the Fundación Emmanuel. Emmanuel serves about 50 children and their mothers in the red light district of Cochabamba, Bolivia. Given the opportunity of receiving meals, help with homework, spiritual and psychological counsel, medical aid, a safe environment, and local church involvement, these children and their mothers are elevated out of their desperate situation into hope and success. With the help of generous donors, the foundation is now able to buy the adjacent property, expand their cramped facilities, and serve more of the children and mothers on a waiting list to enter their program. It is interesting to follow the lives of the children and the growth of the ministry of the foundation in general. My question in my devotional time this morning was, where am I most needed? The follow-up question to myself, or from God, was, if God told me, would I be willing to obey? The Bible has many examples of God asking people to risk it all, and of them obeying. The response to God in Hebrew was frequently Hineni, which literally means here I am, but signifies here I am, you have my complete attention. I am ready to do whatever you ask without hesitation. Hineni was the response of Abraham when asked to sacrifice Isaac. See Genesis 22 verse 1. Hineni was the response of Moses when God called him from the flaming bush. See Exodus 3 verse 4. Hineni was the response of Samuel to the call of God in 1 Samuel 3 verses 4 to 10, and the famous response of Isaiah, to whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Isaiah 6, 6 to 8. Although the New Testament doesn't use the word Hineni, the response of Mary to giving birth to the Son of God, Luke 1, 26 to 38, and of Jesus to going the way of the cross, Matthew 26, 39, has essentially the same meaning. I'm sure all of the people mentioned above had many questions of God. The marvelous twist is that when we come to God in our time of need, He also answers us with Hineni. Isaiah 58:9 reads, "Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and He will say, 'Here am I, Hineni.'" We are now based in Canada, where family has needed us, but our ministry focus continues to be overseas, where we're also needed. It's not without its struggles. We often have many questions, but God has allowed us to see some answers as well. Bill says, "Thank you for journeying with us, trusting us with your support, even as God entrusted us with ministry overseas, and as we trust God to help us to do His will."